Jackson Creek Middle School is not in Bloomington. Neither is the Bloomington Country Club or the new Walmart location. These and other major players to Bloomington's economy are all located in the county-controlled urban enterprise zone. Tomorrow evening, there will be a public open house regarding the county's plan for this area. To find out more, WFHB News Director Allison Bechtesh spoke with Larry Wilson, Director of Planning for Monroe County, for today's community report.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Allison Bechtesh. I have on the phone with me Larry Wilson, who is the director of the Monroe County Planning Department. Larry, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Well, you have an event coming up tomorrow, Thursday, September 18th, from 6 to 9, for the public to find out a little bit more about the Monroe County Urbanizing Area Plan. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about that today, too. If you could start by letting me know, who is the project team? Who's working on this urbanizing plan?
The project team is a consulting group called MKSK, and they've been working on this plan along with some other companies that are sub-consultants. This is a plan that the urbanizing area is the area that is primarily what is called the old two-mile fringe. Years ago, the city of Bloomington exercised jurisdiction over areas 2 miles into the county that were not actually a part of the city. They were unannexed. And at some point, the legislature changed the law, and this reverted to the county probably around 1997, 1998. Since then, we have not really updated the plan for this area. This area is actually bigger than the city of Bloomington as it stands right now. So it's a huge area. There are a lot of important businesses and facilities in this area, such as the airport, Ivy Tech, Cook Company, a number of schools. And so it's really important that we look at this area and plan for the future, especially with I-69 going through the middle of it.
Can you tell me what stage of development you are currently in then?
We have proposed land uses and proposed designs for various types of development. And as part of the review process, we're inviting the public to come to the open house and look at the maps, look at the type of development and uses that might occur in this area, and give their opinion, and also become more informed about the process. So this is going to be a real opportunity for people to come learn about this area that is where a lot of the growth in Bloomington will likely occur, in the Bloomington area will occur over the next 30, 40 years, and give their input.
When we say growth, can you define that a little bit more? Does that mean literally building new buildings, and is that business, residential? What is the definition of growth when you're talking to a planner mean?
Well, I think it means basically activity on the real estate. Now, it may be things such as bike paths, new streets, new infrastructure, new sewer lines, water lines. It may be additional parks and greenways, or it may be a new industry or a new shopping area, a new mixed use. That's one of the things that the plan is addressing, is the opportunity for mixed uses in this area, similar to what's going on in downtown Bloomington, where you may have commercial on the lower floor and residential on the upper floor. One of the challenges of this area, it's not really set out in a grid. It's been developed sort of randomly over the years, and so you really don't have a downtown as such that would support the kind of walkable activities that what's called the new urbanism encourages. But that's part of the project, is how do we set up development standards that encourage and allow this type of use? Right now, it would be very difficult under our present plan and ordinances to do a mixed-use structure where you have businesses on one floor and residents above, or split out a building with different uses. So that's part of the process. How do we make our plan and ultimately the zoning ordinance really appropriate for the kind of land uses that we're seeing? One of the things the planners have already identified is there is an increased desire of individuals to live within walking distance of shopping and their jobs and recreation. And that's across the board, but particularly for the younger generation called the millennials and also the baby boomers that are retiring. They don't want to have to drive to go see a movie or go grocery shopping. And one of the challenges in this area, it's really set up for automobile access. And as part of the plan, we'll basically try to come up with ways that would increase the opportunity to really make walkable places, bikeable places, and places where people don't have to get in the car to go buy groceries or go to work or attend some type of a cultural or recreational event.
You mentioned that a large part of this, there is development already happening. Interstate 69 is coming through and being built there. I'm wondering what the people you've talked to, what they think of that, if that's good for business or if they're against that, especially being that you're trying to make this maybe a more walkable community. You don't usually think of an interstate when you think of riding your bike to the grocery.
Right. Well, one of the challenges is I-69, which basically, because it's cutting off access for a number of exits and a number of streets and roads, does create a barrier between sort of the old Bloomington and particularly the west side, which is primarily in our jurisdiction. You know, you can argue there, you know, even if you, the one thing that's clear is the road's going through. We know that. What we have to do is address the implications of that. For example, in Northern, on 37 right now, we have a number of businesses that are going to have to relocate because they no longer have direct access or part of their property is being taken. Those are big issues. How do you, like, maintain these areas? How do you find new locations for the businesses? Particularly in the direct west side of I-69, there are challenges, particularly on pedestrian access, bicycle access. There's been a fairly strong push to make some kind of a underpass or overpass for bicycles. Most of the bridges and the overpasses will have pedestrian and bicycle areas. However, they will be adjacent to the traffic and probably subject to stoplights, which will create, I think, some difficulty. It's probably difficult now to get along 2nd and 3rd if you're a bicyclist or a pedestrian to get across 37. And it won't necessarily be better once the interstate goes in. But these are huge questions we have to address. The interstate's going to be here. We've got to look at what the impact will be. One thing the county did in the last year is we've created a couple of new ordinances. One is to deal with adult businesses because we had no provision. And that's one thing that sometimes comes with an interstate. And the second thing we do is we set up a standard for truck stops that would be built. We had no direct provisions for truck stops, and now we've established fairly stringent provisions so that if we do have a truck stop, the traffic coming off and on the interstate to the truck stop won't disrupt other local traffic. We have a number of environmental protections so that trucks won't be idling all night long or provisions for spill cleanup, signage, and landscaping and buffering and all those things. So we have to try to be a little proactive, but there clearly will be some things that we won't know until the road's built and the traffic patterns start being established.
Larry, thank you for your time. I've been speaking with Larry Wilson, the director of the Monroe County Planning Department, about the development of the Monroe County Urbanizing Area Plan. For WFHB, this is Allison Bechtesh.
The Urbanizing Area Plan public open house is tomorrow, September 18th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jackson Creek Middle School. The consulting design firm will make presentations at 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.